I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are joined by NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe as he talks about his transition to Joe Gibbs Racing, the Iowa Speedway, and his experience in sprint car racing.
Well, visiting today with NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe. Chase, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me today. You know, talking about, you know, this year in terms of your NASCAR Cup Series career, you know, making that change from Stuart Haas to Joe Gibbs Racing. How do you feel that that's gone so far, and kind of what's the transition been like for you?
Yeah, I would say it's the transition's been truthfully harder than I thought it would be. I thought it would be I just thought the cars would drive more similar, truthfully, just with the next gen car and how, you know, all the cars are the exact same, but just from a setup standpoint, you know, and even just the engines and the cars' bodies, how they, you know, downforce and stuff is, they definitely drive way different than I anticipated. So that's been definitely, I would say, a little bit more of a learning curve than I expected, and even taking a little bit more time than I would have even liked it to, but it's been great. Obviously, Joe Gibbs Racing is just this incredible organization that obviously is very successful in everything they do. So to finally be kind of inside the walls and, you know, finally have an understanding of why they're successful and you know, the processes that they use, it's definitely been eye-opening.
You know, taking over in that 19 car for Martin Truex Jr. with Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, what is something that you've enjoyed about that, and kind of what has that experience been like?
Yeah, I think for me, honestly, the coolest thing has just been, you know, the Bass Pro Shops connection. And, you know, for me, I've always enjoyed fishing ever since I was a little kid. And in the last probably 4 or 5 years, I've gotten into hunting. So, you know, there's kind of no better sponsor to have on the car than Bass Pro Shops. So it's super cool for me just to be a part of the Bass Pro Shops family and, you know, get to know Johnny and JP and all the people that make that place what it is. So that by far to me has been the coolest part of the whole process of driving the 19 cars, just, you know, being a part of the Bass Pro family.
Is there a little bit of an adjustment that needs to be made too, you know, when you kind of bring in those different teammates and you're working with some different guys on the track?
Yeah, for sure. It's been, you know, that's always a thing, especially when you go to a place like we did last week in Talladega where, you know, that trust is so high, but it's definitely been, you know, unique, I think, just trying to learn new teammates. And, you know, all my teammates now are in different parts of their career. You have, you know, obviously Denny Hamlin, who, you know, is nearly a 20-year veteran of our sport. And then you have Christopher, who, you know, is only 1 or 2 years more experienced than me. And then you have Ty, who, you know, is obviously less experienced than me. So, you know, just trying to, you know, see where we're all at in our careers and the things that we look for is totally different. And then obviously personalities are all different as well. So it's been nice for me, I think, just to have one kind of constant over there, and that's Christopher. You know, Christopher and I have been friends for, you know, almost 15 years. So it's definitely nice to kind of have that one guy that I feel like I can always go bounce ideas off of. And, you know, Christopher's been at Joe Gibbs Racing practically his whole career. So anytime I have a question about, you know, the organization, he always can, you know, steer me in the right direction.
Well, Chase, kind of right up the road for me is Iowa Speedway. You know, them hosting the Iowa Corn 350 last year for the first NASCAR Cup Series race there at Iowa Speedway. You know, what do you feel that brought to the NASCAR schedule, having that race up there? And you know, are you excited to come back there kind of at the beginning of August?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely excited to go back. You know, and I think having Iowa on the schedule is something that we needed to do. That's something that I've been, I think, for the last 6 or 7 years, anytime somebody asks me where should the Cup Series go, I'd always say Iowa Speedway. And it just, for me, it was always my favorite racetrack until they repaved it. It's not my quite favorite now, but it's still just a great venue and such a great area for motorsports. There's obviously Knoxville, you know, right down the road. There's just a ton of race fans in that area. So it was always a market I felt like we needed to be in. Obviously, the fans, you know, supported when we came out last year, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to do the same again this year. So, yeah, looking forward to getting to Iowa and hopefully putting on a great race.
Yeah, and Chase, you know, where I'm based out of in Knoxville, you know, a huge sprint car community, sprint car capital of the world, hosts the Knoxville Nationals every year. Can you kind of talk a little bit about your history of sprint car racing? I know you have a lot of kind of experience in that sport.
Yeah, sprint car racing is all I've known growing up. You know, my grandpa started owning sprint cars in 1976. You know, had a lot of the legends right there in the sprint car Hall of Fame between, you know, Jack Hewitt, Steve Kinzer, Dave Blaney, Rich Vogler, Doug Wolfgang. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that, you know, drove for my grandpa. He had over 500 wins as an owner, and my dad raced for 20 years himself and had over 200 wins. So, Yeah, all I did growing up was sprint car racing. You know, for me, when I took over sprint car driving from my family's team, it was mainly non-wing racing. You know, we would run some wing races here and there, but growing up in Indiana, you know, it's kind of the opposite of Knoxville, right? Where you guys are kind of the wing capital of Pennsylvania and all these places that is all the wing sprint car racing. For us in Indiana, it's all non-wing racing, but it's still sprint cars. So yeah, getting to Knoxville and just being in that area is always super special for me. Just because of that sprint car connection. It's something that, you know, every year when I'm there, I go to the Hall of Fame. You know, this year I'm super excited because it's the 360 Nationals whenever we're in town. So it'll be really cool to be able to take, you know, my team guys over there, and some of them are sprint car fans, some of them, you know, haven't even been to a sprint car race before. So it's always nice whenever, you know, we go to Iowa Speedway just for that reason. You know, Knoxville's right down the road, and you know, we can go show them a good time.
Yeah, kind of. How are you connected to sprint car racing now? Is it that you own a team, or what is your connection now?
Yeah, I've owned a car for the last, I don't know, 7, 8 years now, and had a lot of different people drive it. You know, this year we haven't even raced a race yet. You know, last year we ran nearly 30 races with Carter Sarf and myself. So yeah, this year still trying to kind of piece together a schedule and, you know, even find the sponsorship for it. But yeah, I still have all my sprint car stuff. Haven't been able to, like I said, make it out on the racetrack yet. We were actually trying to put something together to come run the 360 Nationals since we're already going to be right there in town. But hopefully we can you know, find a sponsor to come on board and, you know, be at Knoxville for the 360 Nationals and maybe even the 410 Nationals.
Well, Chase, I so much appreciate you visiting with me today and talking a little bit about sprint car racing, the Iowa Speedway, and you know, best of luck when you compete in Texas and Kansas coming up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.